Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Happy Friday to you. It is the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown, and it's brilliant to have you on board once again, and also brilliant to wrap things up with our sponsor for the month, jackrabbit.com. They've been giving away four pairs of Hoka One One running shoes. We've done three already, one more to go, so this is your last chance to get into that draw. Make sure you head over to this URL, okay? It is jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge to check out how you can get into the draw, but also check out their incredible range of running shoes. They've got a very wide range of brands, and the good news is they've got pretty much all the sizes too. So whether you've got small feet, or if you have flippers like I do, jackrabbit.com have you covered, okay? Go check them out. That's jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge. To get all the details, you can also text the word JackRabbit to 44222, and I'll get you straight into the draw. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk some biking, and we chat to another one of my countrymen, although he's living in Australia now, Barry Olufsen, to find out about his bike and what he's done to get better on two wheels throughout his triathlon career. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Susan Kitchen at Race Smart. As a lifelong endurance athlete, Susan, the owner of Race Smart, has an up-close and personal understanding of the challenges many endurance athletes encounter. From sports nutrition to a training program designed specifically around your busy lifestyle, Susan has completed more than 25 marathons, more than 20 half marathons, 8 Ironmans, and is a 2-time Kona qualifier. Regardless of your athletic ability, age, or fitness level, proper nutrition, developing healthy habits, and consistent training play a fundamental role in supporting your health and performance goals. Whether your focus is weight loss, improving performance, or managing a health condition in an active lifestyle, Susan's expert insights and personalized attention will help you overcome obstacles, optimize your nutrition, and achieve athletic excellence. Race Smart's Susan Kitchen is a board-certified sports-registered dietitian, Level 2 Endurance USAT coach, Ironman coach, and holds a master's in nutrition. Race Smart services include sport and daily nutrition consultations, sweat and electrolyte testing, and personalized triathlon coaching. If you'd like to find out more about what Susan is up to at Race Smart, all you need to do is head over to racesmart.com or simply head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching and you can click straight through from there. If you're a coach and you'd like to be featured in the Coach's Corner, all you need to do is head over to that URL as well. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll all the way down to the bottom of that page for more details. Welcome on to the Kona Edge. Time to chat some biking here today. We head back to Australia to catch up with Barry Olufsen. Barry, welcome back. Nice to touch base. Your bike, how would you rate that on your sort of out of the three disciplines? Where would it sit? Strongest, weakest? What do you reckon?
Probably strongest. I like the bike.
Has it always been that way? I mean, you mentioned in our first chat that you literally went all in to start. You bought yourself a TT bike on eBay, and you've had all the gadgets along the way. Did you find it came pretty easily and you enjoyed it from the start?
Yeah, it's, from the beginning, it's always been about the bike for me. It just looks so cool.
what are you riding at the moment?
At the moment, I'm riding on an Argon.
Is it time for an upgrade?
No, I've only just got this one a year ago, I guess. I was on a Sevilla before, which I enjoyed. Great braking on the P5. But I enjoy the Argon. It's very agile. It handles like a roadie and very comfortable. It's very adjustable.
I thought you were going to say it's always time for an upgrade.
Yeah, I don't think my missus will let me have another bike, mate.
From a components-wise and wheels, what's the setup?
I've got ETAP, which is really great. Very easy to use. I love the feel of it. And wheel-wise, I race on Zip disc and 808 front.
And over time, is there something that you can sort of put your finger on that you think has given you the biggest gains and biggest improvements on the bike?
I think training with a power meter, probably. I like the numbers. I like to see them go up. So shortening my cranks. I got a fit from Richard Mellick at Free Speed when I was over in London, and we went from a 175 to a 165 crank, which is a lot more comfortable for me, having long legs. So, yeah, I think those are the two biggest things that improved it on the bike. And, of course, the kicker.
Yeah, it's funny. The kicker's popped up a good few times in the last couple of months, and more people are getting on those. And we spoke about it in our first chat as well, just the sort of intensity and over a prolonged period of time that you can do on an indoor as opposed to riding outdoors. It's just, especially if you press for time, you cannot beat it.
No, you can't, not at all. I mean, what you can get done in an hour or 90 minutes on the kicker, you'll never be able to get out on the road for even double that time. It's just intense. No junk. It's just straight to business.
And from a workout perspective, what do you absolutely love doing on the bike?
As in training?
Yeah. Give me a favorite outdoor and favorite indoor sort of workout.
My favorite indoor workout would probably be my double bike day workout, which is always on a Wednesday, where I do 15-minute warm-up, and then I do 3 minutes hard, 3 minutes easy, and 10 of those, and then I cool down. And then in the second session later in the day, where it'd either be a build of a moderate, medium, mad session of 20-20-20. And, it's nice to see what numbers you can hit in the morning and in the evening. And, if you're not falling off, you're not going hard enough.
and outdoors, what do you dig doing on outside?
It's got to be probably the long ride. My long rides are usually between 4 and 5 hours. And again, I probably do 4 hours easy on the road with my partner or some of the guys from the club. And then I'll roll into the garage and do the last hour on the kicker hard.
I find that interesting. Tell me the thinking behind doing that.
Oh, just destroying your legs and then going for a run and see how you go.
Sucker for punishment much. I asked you that in the swim one, and it sounds like it's pretty much the same on the bike.
Oh, you got to suffer, mate. You got to suffer.
Is that the key to being good at this thing? Is teaching yourself to keep going when you really don't feel like it?
Definitely, 100%. You'd be amazed. I know if people have heard it before, you'd be amazed what your body can do if you put your mind to it. And if you have that mental strength to push through and tell your body to keep going, your mind gives up before your body will.
You mentioned in our first chat as well that when you first got in, you bought all the gadgets that were available. What are some of the best gadgets you've ever used? You've mentioned the power meters. Anything else that sticks out in your mind?
The power meter, the bikes. I think I had 3 new bikes within the space of 18 months before I settled on the P5 for a few years. But yeah, what else? I mean, all the hydration stuff, all the gadgets to get your fluids in, and all the aero stuff that, pops on the market, for what they are, a piece of plastic and you're paying, a few hundred bucks for it. I've had them all. The best thing about the componentry nowadays is probably the electronic gearing, whether it's ETAP and DIT, it's just too convenient to not have shifting available on the drops as well as on the extensions.
Absolutely. I wanted to ask, I mean, everyone talks about the gadgets. Do they make as big a difference as people, as the brands want you to know? Or is it a case of you still got to do the hard work? The gear's not going to win you a slot on the big island?
No, definitely not. I mean, they help. Surely, having deep set wheels help. I don't think the frame itself makes as big a difference as good tires would, or a clean chain would, or a proper bike fit. I think there's better places to spend your money than getting getting the best frame out there. I think getting a decent set of tires, a clean chain, run latex in your tubes, and get a good bike fitter.
Yeah, incredible how, like you say, people spend thousands on a new bike, and then they don't want to splash out a couple of hundred on a decent and a very professional bike fit. You spot on, though. Barry, thanks for your time today here on the Cone Edge. Much appreciated. Look forward to talking about your run next time.
All right, thanks, mate.
And that wraps up another week of the Cone Edge. I'm back again on Monday. Have yourself a fab weekend. If you're racing this weekend, good luck. If you're training, I hope you get a couple of good blocks in. And I look forward to chatting again next week. Stay safe out there. And a massive thank you to jackrabbit.com for sponsoring this episode of the Cone Edge and giving you the chance to win. We'll announce the winner early next week of that contest, where you can win yourself a pair of Hoka One One running shoes. All you have to do to get into the draw, this is your last chance, okay? It is jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge. jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge, or simply text the word jackrabbit. That's JACKRABBIT to 44222 to get into the draw. I'll get you straight in, and it's as simple as that. Until then, from myself, Brad Brown, have a superb weekend. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.
Don't forget, if you'd like to access the commercial-free feed of the Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support, become a patron, and you'll get access to that feed right away.